It's 2 minutes past 11 here on RSN Central. Time to catch up with the trainer and driver of the world's best pacer, in my eyes anyway, in Lochinvar Rudd. And I think he's gone to a new level since taking out that Victoria Cup and a track record performance there in the middle part of October. And Dave Moran joins us now here on RSN Central. G'day, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, mate. How is the horse that you'd call Artie, Lochinvar Art, after that? Well, it was like track work for him, really, on his home track there at Shepparton to take out his hometown cup.
Yeah, no, he's good, mate. He seems to have got through the run quite well, and he's pulled up good. So, yeah, no, everything's perfect.
How are you enjoying this ride with Lochinvar Art? There's obviously a lot of pressure, but do you get time to sit back and brace Lochinvar Art at the moment and enjoy Lochinvar Art, or is it just trying to think about the next challenge and making sure that he's ready to go each and every start?
Yeah, it's enjoyable. It can be sort of frustrating at times. You know, you don't get to sit back and probably enjoy the ride as much as you would like to. You know, there's sort of 13 other horses here, and you know, you've got to sort of look after them ones and them owners also. So it can be a little bit tricky, that's for sure. But, yeah, we try and enjoy the ride as much as I can and just make the most of it. I'll probably never see another one in my lifetime, who knows. But, yeah, I'll certainly make the most of it if I can.
What is Artie like around the stables as a horse, as a character? Would you enjoy to have a beer with him? I saw a picture there on social media there. He was up nice and late there, I think, on Saturday night after the Shepparton Cup. But what's he like to be around?
Yeah, he's pretty casual. He's sort of got an interesting mannerism. He's pretty quiet. I know he can get a little bit cranky here and there, but he's pretty good. He's pretty basic. You know, if you were to go and have a beer with him at the pub, he'd be the sort of guy that wouldn't say a hell of a lot, but would be pretty dry in his sense of humour.
Does he have a presence about him at the stables, however? Does he know that he's good?
He does to a degree. It's more race day that he's just a completely different horse. You know, the moment you walk into the racetrack or get him off the float, he just sort of looks two hands taller and he's just a different horse in that way more than at home.
You've drawn barrier number 6 in the Ballarat Cup there on Saturday night. Would you be surprised if Hurricane Harley or any of those other horses drawn inside of you want to hold you out once again?
It wouldn't surprise me if they did. I think it's probably detrimental to a horse like Hurricane Harley's chances if they were to. But that's sort of something that they'll make that decision.
Yeah, Hurricane Harley over the 2,700 metres. I think the other day you proved that he just hasn't got the toughness when you're right to go with a Lochinvar Art. But it'd be interesting to see what happens in that early part. But this has always been the plan heading towards the Hunter Cup, that you think that he races best when he has a lot of racing under his belt.
Yeah, he seems to, mate. We've always said, you know what I mean, he always seems better the second and third week than what he does the first week. So last week's run, you know, even though he didn't sort of have a real partner, he, 2,700 would have pulled him in pretty good. So, yeah, he'll be right this week.
We don't want to get ahead of ourselves too much, but are you really looking forward to that clash with a King of Swing once again? Those two horses seem to be clearly the best two pacers in the country, and you've got, I think it's nearly 2-all, the head-to-head record with King of Swing, but you were too good for him in that Victoria Cup. But are you looking forward to starting that rivalry once again with a horse like a King of Swing with Lochinvar Art?
Yeah, I think it'll be great. You know, it'll be a great spectacle. It's always good racing them horses. And, you know, I know it's never great running second to them, but it's a great spectacle and it's great for harness racing. And, you know, what these two horses have probably created over the last 12 months in what's been a tricky sort of a year is been great for the sport.
Is your horse getting better? I mentioned at the top of this interview that I think he has gone to a new level, which is quite scary after his performance there in that Victoria Cup to defeat King of Swing. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, I think he has. You're right, like it's scary to a degree because you wonder, you know, how much further they can go. But I think he's seasoned up again, more than got better. He's just seasoned up more, and he seems to do things now effortlessly. Where in the past, you know, you put in one of them runs and they know that they've been around sort of thing, where now he just seems to do it every week.
Looking forward to it on Saturday night, mate. Well done. It's one hell of a ride with Lochinvar Art, and so keep on enjoying it. There's a question coming through from one of our listeners here. Are you serious about maybe heading to North America with Lochinvar Art, Dave?
At this stage, it's something that we're looking pretty deeply into. Just sort of depends on a few different scenarios and how the COVID's looking. Just there's a lot of things to get right before we go.
Okay. Wild trip. So what would happen there when, like, obviously, if you're talking the thoroughbred world, if you want an international campaign, you might go to Dubai and compete at their March Carnival and then maybe head up to England, to Royal Ascot. Of course, Ascot is in the middle part or the early part of June. So when are the races? What are the big international races that you would try and set Lochinvar Art for in North America?
I haven't looked any deeply into it whatsoever, mate, to be honest, but I know the stakes payments for majority of the races are due towards the end of February, which probably puts them races on, I guess, in our winter. So you're probably looking around June and that, but I haven't looked too far into the races just yet. I've got to ring Noel Daly and Nifty Norman, have a talk to them sort of guys and just see what they think.
All right then, mate. Who would you... Obviously, you'd put yourself on Dave Moran, but there's Dexter Dunn, Andy McCarthy, Tom McCarthy. I'm sure they'll be giving you a call pretty shortly.
I certainly won't be driving him myself, so it'll be one of them drivers, that's for sure.
Hey, mate, congratulations. Lochinvar Art's a star, and I think it's great for the Ballarat Pacing Cup to have a horse like him at the races there on Saturday night. He's a short price favourite, but if you're around the Ballarat region, I highly recommend you get out and have a look at Lochinvar Art, because you don't usually get to see that. He's a superstar, doesn't matter what sport you follow. I think he's the best in the world at the moment, and he's in the zone at the moment as well. So good luck, Dave, and we'll catch you at the races Saturday night.
No worries, mate. Thanks for having me on.
So there's Dave Moran. He's